So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesibili mhlaka 18 Mabasa 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
lilanga eliqakathekileyo lapho esikhumbula khona uzibuse. Uzibuse usilethele inkululeko, kufanele sikhululeke sonke. But ukukhululeka kutsho njalo ukuthi siphumelele njengelizwe, siphumelele njalo njengedolobho.
Bekungabizwa ozwayo lamhla kobulawayo lapho inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu bebezithe gwaqa enkundleni ye-White City Stadium bethakazelela ilanga lokuthola uzibuse weZimbabwe.
We all belong to Zimbabwe, regardless of our activities.
Singama Zimbabwe sonke kungenani ukuba siyisima kanjani, kungaba kuhlangothi lwezokholo, imihlobo yezombusazwe loba yini, sonke siyizizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe uqonqosela ngokuqakatheka kokuhloniphana lokumanyana kungakhathalekile ukuba umuntu ungowaliphi ibandla lezombusazwe. Iqembu leDynamos liphakamise inkezo ye-Independence Trophy. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Bekungabizwa ozwayo lamhla kobulawayo lapho inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu bezithe gwaqa enkundleni ye-White City Stadium zithakazelela ilanga lokuthola uzibuse weZimbabwe. Amapholisa lebutho leZimbabwe babukise imidlalo yabo ehlukeneyo bejabulisa umbuthano lo. Unompumelelo moyo usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abali umbiko oqhakathekileyo okunaza lelilanga okamongameli Robert Mugabe, umphathi ntambo wakobulawayo uSandi Nomthandazo Moyo, labakhokheli bamapholisa lebutho bahlolile iviyo lebutho amapholisa lamapholisa ejele abakade befolile. Umphathi ntambo Moyo uthe uyajabula ukuba ilizwe selifikise iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa lathola uzibuse.
I say, amhlophe, makorokoto, congratulations.
Umeya wedolobho lakobulawayo umnumzana Martin Moyo laye uthe kuhle ukuthakazelela ilanga likazibuhle, kuhle lakho ukuba idolobho likhule libone uzibuse ngentuthuko.
Ilanga eliqakathekileyo lapho esikhumbula khona uzibuse. Uzibuse usilethele inkululeko, kufanele sikhululeke sonke. But ukukhululeka kutsho njalo ukuthi siphumelele njengelizwe, siphumelele njalo njengedolobho.
Ilunga leZANU-PF Politburo u-Absalom Sikhosana uthe umthwakazi ajabulele ilanga lalamhlanje kodwa akhumbule intengo yegazi eyahlawulwa yilabo abalikhululayo.
Sithokoze sinjalo, asilibali intengo eyiyo eyenza saba kulesi sigaba.
Umnqamuyi uLookout Masuku, unkosikazi Gift Masuku uthe kuhle kulozibuse ngoba sebehamba lapho abamhlophe ababengabavumeli khona.
Hayi, ilanga lanamhla siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sathola uzibuse, sesikhululekile, lathi sesikwanisa ukuhamba emavrandini lapho esasingahambi khona, lathi sesikwanisa ukungena ezitoro ezinkulu lapho esasingakwanisa ukungena khona.
Unkosikazi Letitia Malunga, ikhosikazi likamuyi uSidney Malunga, laye uthe uyajabula ukubona abantu beze ngobuningi bezothakazelela ilanga likazibuse.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu, ngiyathokoza ilanga leli lanamuhla sesile 37 years sikuzibuse. Lathi sinje singamawido, asisasizwa singamawido, basijiye obaba kodwa abantwabethu nohulumende wethu usigcinile.
Abasakhulayo labo baze ngobuningi bezonanza ilanga likazibuse. Ilanga belichisa okwamagama okubangele ukuwa kwelinye ipolisa ebelimempo lilinde abahlonitshwa. UZulu ubejabuliswa ngemicimbicimbi ehlukeneyo yemiculo yendulo eyeqembu labezomvikela kanye lomdlalo wenguqu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokubulawayo, ngingunophumele lomoyo.
Lokhu sikudaba lunye. UZulu weHarare umanyene labanye abelizwe lonke jikelele ukunanza usuku lokuthola uzibuse weZimbabwe. Ekhuluma emkhosini lo, uMongameli Robert Mugabe uqonqosele ngokuqhakatheka kokuhloniphana lokumanyana kungakhathalekile ukuba umuntu ungwaliphi ibandla lezombusazwe. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu dama ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Bekuculwa ingoma ezehlukeneyo abeqembu lepolice band behaya uMongameli Mugabe ukugcizelela ukuba nguye okhokhelayo lapho belibazisa abakade besemkhosini wokunanza usuku lukazibuse owenzelwe eNational Sports Stadium. Okwakuqala uMongameli Mugabe akazange ehle emoteni yakhe yezimu-1 ungene kwenye emthwale eboda ukuhlola abakubutho. Ube mdambiyana lapho esethula umbiko wakhe lapho amangalise abaningi ngenkuthazo yakhe yokuthula lomanyano elizweni.
We all belong to Zimbabwe regardless of our affinities.
Singama Zimbabwe sonke kungenani ukuba siyisima kanjani, kungaba kuhlangothi lwezokholo, imihlobo yezombusazwe loba yini, sonke siyizizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Watshela uZulu ukuba ahloniphane kwezombusazwe kulilungelo lakhe umuntu wonke ukulandela ibandla lezombusazwe loba ezokholo alifunayo.
People have a right to belong to the party of their choice, to the religion of their choice.
Abantu balelungelo lokuba ngamalunga emabandla ezombusazwe abawafunayo, ukholo abalufunayo, kungakho bayekeleni balandele lokho abakufunayo njengokufisa kwabo.
Bezikhona iziphathamandla zengatsha zikahulumende okubalisa umphathintambo ogatsha lwabalwa impi yenkululeko uretired Colonel Chinga Dube.
Angijabule okumangalisayo, awamaningi amazwe aba lesikhathi eside kangaka njengelainto ezibahlupha kakhulu. Ye, kukhona ongako yasihlupha, kodwa-ke kulokuthula elizweni lethu ngemfundo eyaphambili. Njalo ngibona ngathi ne-economy yethu izaba ngcono kula lokho lesi.
Omunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko uBrigadier General Douglas Nyikayaramba uqonqosele laye kudaba lomanyano elizweni.
We should vote, we should suffer, we should do everything to preserve our land.
Kumele sivote, kumele sikudubekele, senze yonke into ukulondoloza umhlabathi wethu, ukulondoloza ilifa lethu. Singenza njalo kuzokuba khona umanyano uqobo, umanyano wokuzithuthukisa, umanyano kwela kusasa.
Ngemva kombiko kaMugabe kube yisikhathi sokulibazisa uZulu ngendlela ezehlukeneyo lapho bekugiywa imigido eyehlukeneyo etholakala elizweni ngokukhokhelwa kwepolice band ebizihaya ingoma yendima ezehlukeneyo. Ibigcwele inkundla yeNational Sports Stadium uZulu ekholisa imicimbicimbi ebisenziwa ngamaqembu ehlukeneyo agoqela abezomvikela. Umkhosi walonyaka wenziwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Zimbabwe 37 Embracing Ease of Doing Business for Socio-Economic Development. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwezi connection namuhla sinanza iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa eleZimbabwe lithole uzibuse wabensundu. Kambe kukhona okokuthakazelela na ikakhulu sikhangela ubunzima uZulu abhekane labo? Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318, kumbe libhale ekhasini lethu leFacebook ele VOA Ndebele. asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection namuhla ngo 8 o'clock ntambama lilami untungameli Nkomo.
Abakumsebenzi wokulima yibo abakade belokhu bekhokhela eminyakeni engamachumi amathathu lesikhombisa edluleyo ekudlaleni indima enkulu yokuthuthukisa izomnotho elizwe leZimbabwe. Kodwa ngenxa yokonakala kwalumsebenzi kubangelwa izizathu eziningi ezigoqela ukuguquka komumo womkhathi lokungaqutshwa kuhle kuhlelo lokwaba utsha umhlabathi, abantu abasenelisi ukuziphilisa ngokulima sebephila ngoncedo oluvela enhlanganisweni zomhlaba eziphathisa ngendlela ezehlukeneyo ezifana labo USAID. UMikeobe Studio 7 ube lethuba lokuxoxa lomnumzana Mandlethu Ngwenya osakhulayo oyingcwethi kwezokulima ehlala koBulawayo.
I-AIDS ngivele ngokwayo nxa ibuya iya-affecta ama-markets general because nxa ungumbubuyile ngokuya ubuyivela khonapho kuma-foreign agencies esikunanzelela ngithi i-local market iyasafa for nge-affecta agriculture in the sense sokuthi ama-prices omuntu abantu abalime kwezindawo sokusiba nzima ukuthi bethingi because already abantu bathole umumbu mahara ku-community yona le.
Njengoba usizo lolu usenza ukuthi izinto ziqala ukubiza imali eningi, awungitsheleke mnumzane, ngombono wakho ungathi uhulumende kumele ame ngendlela zakhe zokuthola lolu sizo noma ungathi nina abantu abalimayo kumele niyehlise ukubiza kwezinto zenu?
Into esafa kakhulu from i-industry to eqiniseni ama-high cost of production. Ngasikhangele amazwe ase-South Africa singakhompeya leZimbabwe. E-South Africa ama-GMO they consider them like a power card. Thina ukathi eZimbabwe we don't allow, which means i-production process eZimbabwe automatically ivele iyadura.
Njengoba uyasho ukuthi indlela ekulima kweZimbabwe yabiza imali eningi, njalo ukuthi lokho yikho okwenza ukuthi izinto ezifana lokudla zibize imali eningi, ungathi isikhathi sesifikile na lapho sesingaqala ukuthakazela ama-GMO?
Ama-GMO ukuthi kule debate eningi kakhulu when it comes to ama-GMO. Abanye abantu they don't consider ukuthi they are safe or under, but i-reality, the situation on the ground, they support at the end of the day, we are going that route. We are talking of ama-GMOs. Ama-GMOs are produced throughout emhlabeni from ama-crop tree livestock. At the end of the day, it's not sustainable. We should embrace the technology.
Yiziphi ezinye indlela ngathuthukisa agriculture industry yethu ukuze iqale kasha ukusiza inotho kweZimbabwe?
EZimbabwe akula open market on certain products. Nxa ukuze ilizwe lidevelophe yinto eyaziwayo, into efunakala maqala is liberalization of ama-market.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Mandlethu Ngwenya osakhulayo ingcwethi kwezokulima ehlala koBulawayo ubexoxa lo Mikeobe oStudio 7 ekhona le koBulawayo. Ku-Live Talk lamuhla kuhlelo lwabatsha olwe The Connection sixoxa ngoZibuse weZimbabwe ukuthi abasakhulayo bona babona njani. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ele balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America seWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wothi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele China libike ukuba amazwe poste angamachumi amathathu 28 azathumela inkokheli kahulumende emhlanganweni omkhulu wamazwe omhlaba wohlelo lwe-One Belt and One Road esikodlweni salelo lizwe iBeijing. Uhulumende kamongameli Donald Trump olemelika uthi sesifikile isikhathi sokuqinisa ukulandelwa kweziqondiso zokuqatshwa kwezisebenzi zakwamanye amazwe zizosebenza elizweni. Ilizwe lifikise iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa lamhlanje umnotho welizwe umi nganxele kungela sibonelo sesisombululo. Ngomnyaka ka-1980 idola leZimbabwe lalilesisindo esilingana lesedola leMelika. Kodwa kwathi kusiyafika iminyaka yabo 2000 isisindo sedola leZimbabwe sasesehle kakhulu sesisedlula izigidi lezigidi nxa liqathaniswa ledola leMelika. Kanti kungaba kwabangelwa yini lokhu? Sibuze ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Iphutha lawa khonapha ekuthini uhulumeni kaphezela umgabe kusukela ngo-1980 azange akwazi ukuthi umkhonomi wakhiwa njani nxa usakhelwa uzulu wonke jikelele. Wekele eminye imithetho eyayinzima kakhulu ukuthi yenze umkhonomi uqhubeke usiya phambili, iqhubekele siya phambili. Economy yagcina kakhulu kundaba ze-corruption ezokuntshontsha. Kakuzange kube lokucabanga okuhle ngendlela yokuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi umkhonomi ungene ezandleni zabantu abantu abamnyama labantu abamhlophe, kodwa umkhonomi ungabi lobandla lolo olukhulu kangako. Ngemva kwalokho uhulumeni basengenwa yikungazi okukhulu kakhulu esekhuluma ngokuthi hhayi sokufanele kuphonge ukuthathwa ezinye ingatsha ze-economy ezifana lezokulima njalo njalo engalungiselelanga ukuthi abantu abazathatha lezo ngatsha bazakwazi ukwenza yini umsebenzi onjengalo. Khokho bona ngani kubele umkhonomi ungakhangela i-ESAP kayizanga icatshangwe kahle.
Ingcwethi kwezomnotho umnumzana Masimba Kutshera uvumelana lo Sibanda uthi isimanga ukuthi ilizwe likhokhelwa ngumongameli ofunde ukwedlula bonke omongameli emhlabeni jikelele.
Ubona njengani uba umgabe udubo alalo ukuthi ama-policies kumbe izinqumo alazo nxa sikhangele ku-economy ziyabe ziyizinqumo okumele zisebenze, kodwa ngathi ngama-populist policies. Kwezinye isikhathi uyabe esenza ukuthi abanye abantu bathabi kumbe adinge amavoti, asiwo ama-policies engasebenzi. Njengomzekeliso ngo-2013 ama-elections angabe khona, uhulumende wase uke wathi yena usekhipha ama-bills abantu bonke amagesi lamanzi ama-water and electricity bills. Ngama-populist policies, kodwa classically amakhansile ukuthi bazuza imali ngabantu ababhadala ama-bills, bese kusitsho ukuthi amakhansile ebengakwazi ukuthi benze i-service delivery engatho lutho ngoba bengenamali.
Ukusilela kwemali emabhanga osekubangele ukuthi uhulumende athi abazali bengabhadala ngembuzi lezinye izifuyo esikolo sekuchiye ingcwethi eziningi zizibuza ukuthi umnotho welizwe ususiya ngapi ke lapha. Ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi okwenza umnotho welizwe uye nganxele ukuthi uhulumende ube usebenzisa ngendlela ezingayisizo ukudinga usekelo kwezombusazwe.
Yeah, ama-policy amaningi kakhulu ayekhona okuzama ukuthi uvuselela umnotho welizwe ozimpress nabantu ababethu abangeniswa i-IMF i-Worldbank. So kuze kufike kagesi kuzimase, so utshengisela vele ukuthi izithembiso eziningi ezenziwa i-ZANU-PF o-isaplawana plus ngathi ngama-policy kuhambelana nezithembiso ezikukhankasa ama-election promises, yikho kubehlula ngoba izithembiso njalo mfowethu ziyahlupha ukuthi uzingenise emnelweni awe-budget kumbe owe-economic crop. Uhulumende kazani owe-ZANU-PF ubekhangelele kakhulu esingathi khona ngama-social deliveries, njengoba sithi khona nge-economic welfare state. Ungazikhangele infrastructure, izikolo, izibhedlela zakhiwa. Kutshengisela ukuthi vele uhulumende wakhona wayevele eqondane lokuthi akhangelisise ukuthi abantu abangabayanga bayazuza ama-service akhona. Isitsho nge-infrastructure i-ZANU-PF yazama kakhulu ngoba kulezikolo eziningi ezayikhiwayo lezibhedlela. Okwahluphayo ukuthi nje kabasakhangelisisanga i-industry, ngoba i-industry yenza ukuthi i-infrastructure isebenze.
Phambilini kokhetho luka-2013 ibandla le-ZANU-PF lethula uhlelo oluthiwa i-ZIMASET olwalukhangelelwe ukuthi luzadala imisebenzi engaba izigidi ezimbili, i-2 million. Kodwa ngemva kweminyaka emine lokhu kungela misebenzi ethe yadalwa, kodwa iqhubeka iphela. Okwakathesi ke sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika.
ilizwe leUganda likhuthazwa ukuba lihlele ukuthi kwenzakalani kwezempila kahle. Okusanda kwethulwa kunhlolisiso ebizwa ngokuthi iUganda Demographic Survey kuveza ukuba sebebaningi abasifazana ababelethela ezibhedlela njalo sebebalutshwane abantwana ababhubha besesebancane. Kuphinde kwavezwa kunhlolisiso le ukuba seziningi imuli ezisebenzisa ubulembu bokuvikela ukulunywa yiminyane echitha umkhuhlane woqhuqho. Loba kunjalo kukhanya engani baningi abantu abalokhe bengafinyeleli ukwelatshwa ezibhedlela eUganda. Lokhu kuyakhathaza kakhulu ngoba uZulu ufisa ukuthola uncedo kuhulumende kwezempilo kahle. Uhulumende weMelika uthi kusobala ukuba kuyahlupha kwezempilo kahle eUganda lapho ongela mali yokwenza ukuthi abantu bathole imithi nokunye okufunakalayo. Uhulumende weMelika uthi uhulumende weUganda uyehluleka ukulungiselela uZulu wonke kwezempila kahle. Ukhanya engani amazwe amaningi kuzwekazi le-Afrika abhekane lohlupho olunjengalolu oluhlasele ilizwe leUganda. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wakubeka sobala ngomnyaka ka-2001 wavumelana lokulotshwe ku-Abuja Declaration ukuba kumele imali yamazwe efika kusilinganiso sokulijumi lanhlanu ekhulwini kumele kusetshenziswe kwezempilakahle. Kodwa okwamanje kukhanya engani imali efakwa kwezempilakahle eUganda yingxenye yalokho okumele kube khona kwisikhwama sikahulumende. Lokhu kukhanya kwenzakala emazweni amaningi kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Kwele Uganda kulabantwana abedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.4 million abalambayo okumangalisayo. Abantwana abaningi laba sebelomkhuhlane wokucaka okubizwa kuthiwa yikwashioka. Uhulumende weMelika wanika uhulumende weUganda ngomnyaka ophelileyo imali edlula izigidi ezilikhulu yokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle. Ilizwe leli lithi lizaqhubekela phambili lisekela ezempilakahle kwele Uganda.
Lolo ke beluludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leDynamos liphakamise inkezo yeIndependence Trophy ngemva kokunqoba iqembu leHighlanders nge-3-2 ngemva kokutshaywa kwembekwa enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium lamhlanje ntambama. Okunengasikuzweni kuntathela izindaba ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji.
Umdlalo ufike kumizuzu engamachuma ithoba munemunye zingutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 njalo abahlehlele iqembu leDynamo sekutshawa imbekwa ngababalisa uEmmanuel Mandiranga, uPhakamani Dube kanye loPeace Makaha, ikanti abakhuthileyo ngu-Ocean Mushure kanye loSimasimba Mambare. Kuqembu leHighlanders abahlohlileyo nguPrince Dube loAlan Gadzikwa, ikanti abakhuthileyo nguRalph Matema, uSimon Munawa kanye loPeter Mutua. Iqembu leDynamo sithole inkezo imendulo zegolide kanye lenkulungwane ezilishumi lanhlanu zamadola aseMelika. Iqembu leHighlanders lona lithole inkulungwane ezilishumi lemendulo zombala wesiliva. Emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu eliphutshe umncintiswano walonyaka likwindawo yesithathu oqhutshelwe enkundleni eWhite City esedolobheni lakobulawayo, iqembu leFC Platinum linqobe leCape United nge-1 kanya. Iqembu leFC Platinum lihlohlelwe imvimbi uWilliam Steamer yena ohlohle umbekwa ngehlandla lesibili lomdlalo ngemva kokuba umgadli weqembu leFC Platinum uHilary Bakacheza ewiswe ebhokisini imvimbi yeqembu leCape United uLast Sithole. Iqembu leFC Platinum lithole inkulungwane ezi-9 njengomvuzo wokuphutsha lisendaweni yesithathu, ikanti iqembu leCape United lithole inkulungwane ezine zamadola aseMelika. Impumela yemidlalo yanamhlanje itsho ukuba iqembu leDynamo silo iqembu eseliphakamise inkezo ye-Independence kanengi kulamanye amaqembu njengoba kunqoba kwalo namhla bekungokwe-9. Phambilini komdlalo iqembu leDynamo belilingana leqembu leHighlanders, omabili lawa maqembu ephakamise linkezo ngemihla yesikhombisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Njengoba ke lamhlanje bekulilanga likazibuse, ilizwe lonke lithakazelela leli langa, abantu babuthene endaweni ezijeneyo kunye laseBotswana lapho uMartin Ngwenya asipha khona udaba olulandelayo.
Iningi leZimbabwe edolobheni leHabroni livuke libhekane lezanhluphe zansuku zonke, bengakutshaya indiva ukuthi lilanga lokuthakazelela izibuse ekhaya. Abanye bavuke begijimela kuyadinga imisebenzi, beqhubeka bethwele nzima ngaphandle kwelizwe beqotshwe ekhaya ibunzima bomnotho wehluleka lokubanikeza ngitsho amathuba omsebenzi. Umnumzana Ndumiso Ncube uthi yena vele kade ekhohliwe ukuthi lamhla lilanga lokunanza uSibuse.
Mina vele bengilibele lokuthi lamhla lilanga lapho iZimbabwe yathola khona uSibuse, ngoba uSibuse wakhona kasimboni. Kuyini vele okumele sikuthabele? Singaphandle kwelizwe siyadubeka, akula sizathu sibile singasithabele.
Kukanti uMogeni Muleya yena oqeqetshileyo kodwa ehlale ngelamsebenzi eHabron uthi kuyisimanga ukuthi ngabe athakazelelani ngelanga likaSibuse.
Yabona, nxa sikhuluma ngoSibuse sikhuluma ngendlela zonke zokukhululeka, zonke indlela nje atsho ukuncindezelwa ungela ngitsho amathuba odinga umsebenzi kumva ukuthi uthole umsebenzi.
Unkosikazi Jennifer Ndlovu yena ophila ngokweluka emadolobheni atshiyeneyo uthi kakwazi lokuthi ibala elithi uSibuse litshoni uma kukhulunywa ngeZimbabwe.
Tshoni kade yena uSibuse utsho ukuthi sitshona sibhodala amanye amazwe sibalekela indlala ekhaya thina sisithi siyazibusa.
Ngobunzima obukhona obubhekane lama-ofisi abameli beZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe obaze bethulwa lasedalela ephalamende, kukhanya ofisi yomeli weZimbabwe eBotswana yehluleke ngitsho lokuqoqa idili elincane lokunanza leli langa. Eminyakeni bekuye kube lomcimbi noma nje ibe ngenwa ngembadalo. NginguMartin Ngwenya owendaba zeStudio 7 isHabron kwele Botswana.
Ata, wata, nata, prata, empita, empopom, emapopoma, kasuti, rasko, eka namba wanga kwa matato cheta, ematopo chata, eki kumtwana lo uminangi ya mtanda, nubu te wake, nubu funu gumutata.
Uwe tatu nesa kuti sakale, nesa kale, uwe tatu nesa kuti sakale.
Ula manga when I'm chita, Ulomona when I'm chita, Wage wambona ni chita, Chela umazela ngako na mchita.
Wage watula mpuchwa, Wazi kuti lo java, Mtuana lo waye mpova, Izolo ngimbone lo memba mpuchwa.
Seka utoge isketi,
Ahuchu kuchie na useti, Uchu kuchu mtuana ucheti, Uza chisava sehuleti, Ugo tele sankaleli, Lia chisaiza le sankaleli, Umaze uti li sankaleli, Niyali tanda li sankaleli.
Ebi tumtuana lo uminangi ya mtanda, Nobu tewa ke nobu funubu mutanda.
Uwe tatu nesa kuti sankaleli, Le sankaleli, Uwe tatu nesa kuti sankaleli, Le sankaleli.
Kana lo minangi amtanda, lo mute wa ke lo mufunu mutanda.
Uli chakule sabude sangale, uli sangale. Uli chakule sabude sangale, uli sangale.
Maje ni mwana e right, right. See the future e bright, bright. In the darkness is my light, light. When you so journey, hold your tight, tight.
Love is blind, I say you don't know that. Hati, don't do that. Hang up, cracky, hati. Try me not as a Wednesday party. Bombo, class.
Chando, no, do you chando, homie, yo. When we give you silly, silly, yo. Simena, man, kilo, mita. You will follow me, jenny, twita.
Ngalo, wono, chando, don't you, Mr. Twita. Uzangi, jela, mfana, me, masu, pita. Right now, you think you're better. Manu, wone, mfana, me, baza, mshota.
Eki, chumtwana, lo, umina, ni, amtanda. Lo, bute, wake, lo, bufunu, bumutanda.
Ingoma ka Eskhatha ihamba lo Rasboom, ingoma ethi izangaleli. Sigqibela uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje kodwa singake hlukani ke sikhangele ebezikhokhela. Bekungabizwa ozwayo lamhla kobulawayo lapho inkulungwane zabantu ebezithe gwaqa enkundleni ye-White City Stadium zinanza ilanga lokuthola uSibuse. Umongameli Robert Mugabe uqonqosele ngokuqakatheka kokuhloniphana lokumanyana. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande, lithiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.